Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Coloured Veg and Fish, One Man's Descent into Severe Sight Loss by Chris Owen. It's just coming up to 10 in the evening, and as I'm sat waiting for the train to leave Paddington after my longest training walk so far, I can't help but reflect on everything that's happened in the past 8 weeks. My sight loss journey has reached the unenviable milestone of being registered visually impaired, or partially sighted in old money. I've almost walked the equivalent of London to Newcastle, and between my sister and me we have raised over £2,500 for the Macular Society. Added to this, I have found a vibrant, visually impaired community online via my Blind Man with a Backpack Instagram account, all of whom are sharing their own experiences along their sight loss journey and demonstrating how we all handle our various stages of visual impairment in our own unique ways. This all makes me feel very fortunate, if you discount the sight loss thing. But what is it? I have a condition called cone dystrophy. Although genetic, I'm the only one in my family that has it. The condition affects the macula, which is the area in the middle of the retina about the size of a grain of rice. Funny how we always measure things in relation to the size of food, which processes detail, colour and central vision. Without this area, we can't do the things that we take for granted, such as driving, reading and watching TV. I've known about this diagnosis for about 3 years, but it's only been recently that it's had a significant impact on me and my family. Although I have had a form of visual impairment for as long as I can remember, up until 6 months ago it could always be fixed via lenses or laser. Now, however, there is no help. I often test myself, as I am certain many of us with progressive sight loss do, to see where my vision is, and I can confidently say it's inconsistent. One day I am able to follow a recipe without needing to put it under my document reader, and the next I can't read the name of the meal. One thing that is consistent, don't ever ask me to read the specials board if we go out for dinner. Another day, another train. This time heading to Oxford for a routine hospital appointment. I find these journeys a great time to reflect, and recently I've been thinking about my upcoming fundraiser for the Macular Society. Not long after being registered as visually impaired, I decided to try to do something to support this little-known, but nonetheless important, charity. The Macular Society provide much-needed help to people like me through their network of local support groups, their online social media feeds and groups, and their telephone counselling service. It is these services, combined with them being the only charity in the UK committed to funding research into treatments and cures for the thousands of us affected by all types of macular disease, that made me want to do something, even something as simple as walking to help support them. Now, walking 100 kilometres from London to Henley over 2 days is, of course, a bit more than a gentle stroll to the shops and back. I am under no illusion that this will be tough, especially after the blisters I got from walking the 30 kilometres from one side of London to the other. But after all the overwhelming support my sister and me have had so far, it makes me, and her, all the more determined to complete the challenge and raise as much money as possible. Why am I doing this? In order to explain why this is so important, I need to provide some context of my family life. My wife Kath and I have been together for almost 20 years, since our early 20s, and we have two amazing kids, one 18 and the other almost 9. In this time, we've had our challenges, be they juggling finances to ensure our eldest had the diet they needed to keep their asthma in check and to keep them out of hospital, or providing an inclusive environment to help our autistic son thrive in a neurotypical world. Kath and I have always worked together, including when she went through risk-reducing cancer surgery, which is a story for another day. But we both feel this is different. With every other challenge we have faced, there have been things that can be done to mitigate, even if it is 10 hours of surgery followed by 12 weeks of recovery. This time, we are bystanders. Aside from plenty of coloured veg and fish twice a week, there's nothing that can be done to stop or even slow the inevitable descent into blindness, or more specifically, severe sight loss. And that is why I'm walking. To raise money, to raise awareness, and to make the most of the time I have while I can still have my independence and I can still get out and see the world. Yes, it's as simple as that. Still, never want to finish on a downer, I will leave you with a Tommy Cooper joke. A blind bloke walks into a shop with his guide dog. He picks up the dog and starts swinging it around over his head. Alarmed, the shop assistant calls out, "Can I help you, sir?" "No thanks," says the blind man. "Just browsing." So if you ever meet me in a shop and I've got a Labrador swinging around above my head, don't worry. I'm just browsing. Thanks for listening. Chris, blind man with a backpack.